Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to a Drop Tent Media production.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world.
Do it.
Human.
Do it.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
This is all right, here we go. We're in it. Honestly, what, Russ?
I was going to say, I'm not disrespected by Adam not being here. I'm disrespected by him coming back here with poop smeared to his asshole just to say hi and leave again.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that overall, I don't envy him at all. I mean, I think yesterday I pooped like four times before I ate breakfast.
Wow.
And that was a tough day. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It was a tough day, so I kind of feel where he's coming from right now. I'm a pretty heavy shitter myself.
You're like a Marine, like, saluting an Army man. You're like, hey, different faction, but I've been fighting that war.
Yeah, handshake, respect, hey.
Oh, can you hear those dulcet tones of both these two sexy boys? Yeah, welcome to the Call of Us. We got Rusty Wright and fucking Cody. No, I almost said Cody. Look at that. I always do it, dude.
Sorry,
when you guys
dude.
Get together. Jeff, Cola! Every time. I always do it.
That actually happens way more to you than me. So
it's
actually,
well, it makes a lot more sense to happen to me.
Right.
I just want to name all the boys, you know, just run through the boys. Just
the other day I was brought up on stage. This hasn't happened to me since like maybe like my first couple times doing comedy. I was brought up to stage with, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jeff.
Nice.
Just that, just first name. Yeah. And it was tough because like I didn't start walking yet. And I was like, oh shit, dog, that's such a long walk now. Just a first name.
You're such a canvas for names too.
What
like
mean?
What when you got here you said you've been house hunting and I was like you look like a house hunting like first name house last name hunting.
I actually take that as a compliment. What do you think, Neil? Do I look like a house to you?
Dude, you have I would say you have house properties.
Thank you.
You do.
Thank you.
It's a mixed metaphors in some weird
way. I liked it. I liked it. House properties, dude.
Jeff Kalala, you delicious man. Looking for houses. How proud are you, right, Russ?
Oh,
that's the worst.
I mean, like, it's always nice to have a place to go and get away from it all. You know, like Big Boy Mountain.
Yeah. Maybe on the podcast, Big Boy Mountain, yes.
Well, so maybe in Jeff's house, like, you know, we could fit a mountain in there.
So we got into, like, that. Yes, but they're from the podcast, Big Boy Mountain, and they're amazing, and we love them both. But, yeah, absolutely.
We love you as well. Thanks for having us.
You guys are great. If Adam's not here, that's because, as we've alluded to a little bit, Adam is pissing out his butt right now. So that's fun. He came on camera for a brief moment, just said, I have protein shits, and then said, I might have to leave soon, and then left. So here we are, all just hanging out, chilling, waiting for baby boy to get off the toilet.
Hate the turn of phrase, pissing out his butt. I hate it.
I've done better.
I like it.
Because if we talk about the shit, I picture the shit. We talk about pissing out his butt, I picture the sphincter.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, man.
That's your problem.
Well,
dude.
Don't worry.
I just blur that out. Like, it's a fucking safe search on Google, dude.
Well,
it's just blur and then a stream.
You know I have cartoon brain though. I don't picture things with people.
Yeah, do you picture like a big like are you picturing just a close up cartoon butthole?
I'm picturing kind of like a some
I
sort of
get that.
Alien
spot on cartoon butthole, dude.
I've got a lot of really good Foley work that people don't know about.
I don't want to say that you're great impressions, dude.
Back catalog.
That was a great cartoon.
Thank you.
Butthole fart. That
he
was
actually,
pretty sweet, dude.
He actually did the sound effects for that Marge Simpson porn.
Oh, yeah. You did. That's a good. Mm-hmm. That's a good piece of work. I've still yet to finish it, but I will get to the
can't
end.
Can't make
one
it to
day.
The end.
I will one
the
day.
End.
One day. It's a long one. That's the problem.
That makes me want to meet a porn star so bad just to steal that bit.
No, you, what? Why? How dare you?
Be like, oh my god, I love your work. Have yet to get through a single one.
That's what I was saying about
first 30 seconds of all of them are amazing.
That's what I said about. I actually did.
I thought
try
these
that.
Were all Quibi things. Quibi's still around, right? This is all. Are these not Quibis? Oh, I thought these were Quibis. I had no idea. They were graphic. I will say.
Oh my god. that's sick code. That's just like, all, like, yeah, I'm just going to watch Quibi real fast. Yeah. It's like, your boys know you're going to jerk off, but no one else needs to.
Yeah.
It's just chill. We're keeping it between the fellas. All right.
No one tell girls about Quibi.
And one thing about girls, they're allowed on Big Boy Mountain. I just want to point that out. Oh. Some people think, man, that's a really sexist mountain.
Right.
Everest doesn't discriminate. No, but Everest kills. We don't kill. And I want that to be known, all right? We're basically, for it's a great quote, Big Boy Mountain, people go, what is it about?
Right.
We're the polar opposite of Epstein's Island.
Oh, interesting. Very nice.
That's Alan for girls.
Yeah.
We're so different.
Very nice. It's glad that you've changed up the marketing.
Big boys only, actually. Yeah. I don't want no little boys here. Yeah. It's big boys only.
No little anything, really.
Big boys is like, where, you know, 18 and above,
yeah,
I imagine.
For sure.
That's 18 and above.
We actually won't let underage people on the mountain. That's
okay. It's like an adult only resort. Nice.
It's true. Yeah, it's, nice. it's only adults.
The interview process is extensive.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of being the only mountain that's never killed. Like, you got to think every mountain's killed.
Every mountain's killed.
Yeah, there's got to be a dumb Dutch boy somewhere who's rolling down a hill. You know what I mean? Just even a hill, like just some dumb Dutch kid with a accidentally falls into a bucket and then rolls down a hill and dies. I imagine that has to be a thing.
There's like a joke fairy coming over.
Yeah.
It just drops him off the top of a mountain.
God,
dumb Dutch kid, man. That just fucking hit hard. I loved that.
Was there a specific, like, besides like Hansel Gretel shit, like, do you, please tell me you have a specific dumb Dutch kid in mind?
I was picturing the painting boy. That's what I was picturing. Okay. Painting Dutch boy, yeah. Little Dutch boy painting guy.
Because I could also see you having like a specific nephew and being like, that side of the family's Dutch. We don't talk to them.
Yeah, the youngest could fit in. The youngest, little Rocco. Little Rocco?
Is Rocco a Dutch name?
He's not allowed on Big Boy Mountain. He's a Dutch kid?
Is it a Dutch kid or
no? No, we don't have a Dutch kid. We even deemed little Rocco as the touch kid. He's my nephew. He watches this.
Understood.
Rocco,
understood.
You're getting your wooden clogs everywhere. Yeah. Clean this place up.
I was like,
still can't dance.
I was like, I tuned out for half a second because my ADD, so I skipped like two words and they felt important. And I was like, did you say that Rocco is a Dutch kid's name? Because it is not.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're going to like continually insult us by saying that you didn't pay attention for a while? Nice. Okay.
Yep. Oh, no, it's really just I have
Jeff,
ADD.
Jeff. Okay. Here we go.
Yep. Oh, yeah, hey, there it
is.
Whoa.
What is this guy, Dutch or something?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Fucking
roll down a hill. Hill, you dumb.
I would die by a hill. It would be up there on the top 10 Vegas odds.
Is that no? I mean, okay, for serious, because I talked about this on a podcast yesterday. I would be dead based on my appendix surgery. Like again, going back some years, like science would have. Is there anything at a certain point in your life that you would have been dead? Where, you know, 50 years, let's just say in the past, or like even more, let's say 80 years in the past, where you got it, you're dead, but you know that you've gone through.
Well, I mean, when they took my tonsils out, they nicked some shit twice, and I was just throwing up blood in the hospital for, like, a week straight.
Damn.
I couldn't even eat all the ice cream they promised me. I was real fucking upset. It all tasted like blood.
Oh, it's like Bloody Garcia. Yeah, not worth it.
That's actually when you eat a chick out at a music festival.
Yeah.
I don't think I had anything like that. I think, like, I had, like, asthma as a kid.
Okay.
That's about, you know what I mean?
Like, you might have dropped, though.
I might have dropped.
Asthma was bad.
I might have dropped.
How did you do with the smoke? How did you?
My mom stopped smoking for me. And
okay,
that
see?
Was really nice. Yeah.
Or how about the fires recently with all the smoke and shit like that? Did you get any hit? Did you get any fucking lung damage?
No, but I did talk to a lady, and you would have thought that she was directly over the fires. She's like, I feel real scratchy. Yeah. Scratchy something in my chest. I think you got to get the masks back. And I was like, lady, I mean, the cigarettes, I'm sure, are just catching up, you know? I don't think it's this outside air quality.
But that's like you told a story once about somebody blaming their knee problems on, like, not drinking Wawa iced tea or something like that.
Yes.
I
know what you're referring to. It's a little hard for the audience.
Well,
yes,
yeah.
Someone who would make up, like, someone who seemed to make up almost their own lore around their body.
I was
going to
tie it together in a second.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were moving on to something that you were
experiencing.
Neil's
going to say, Neil's got to explain this because we will go down a rabbit hole.
Rusty,
like,
you guys have really grown in podcasting. I think you're better now. You guys are really good at it now.
So
and I'm
crazy.
Sorry that I didn't. Rusty, I trust you more, and I should just let you do what you
do. I think the horse goes faster when the cart's in front of it.
There we go.
Neil, it was really nice of you to do that. Keep an eye on him.
Yeah. No,
it's for the best. No, I almost slipped up there, to be honest. I'm happy I was able to alpha my way out. Straight up Adam my way out of that shit.
Yeah.
He's not even here. Who am I sucking up to?
He's shitting out
Adam
right now.
He's beta as hell right now.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, he's about to be E when
Dude,
he gets
back.
He's
got his legs quivering. His little legs, his little legs are, oh no.
Oh, yeah, the gentle wipe.
Oh, no.
It's been like five times in an hour. My asshole's bleeding right now.
His little Adam's apple's quivering. No, I was going to say, whenever things like that happen where it's like, oh, my God, smoke in the air. Everyone's going to die. It's Canada's fault. Everybody who's been, like, denying that they've been, like, killing themselves is just like, oh, this is the perfect time to acknowledge that actually my body has given up on me. Like, as soon as they're like, turns out Tyson chicken's bad for you, they're like, oh, my God, that's why I have diabetes. And it's like, no, dude.
Yeah,
it's just a convenient
that.
Way to blame somebody you already didn't like.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. You can already tell people are getting political again. They're like, they're going to ask to bring the masks back. I'm like, this is going to last a week. Shut up. People are like, I'm not bringing the mask back. We're like, no one asked you to. People, you can just tell they were getting riled up for a second. They're like, fucking New York City, dude. It's going down. It's going downhill.
Look, have orange. You heard the conspiracy?
No, what's the conspiracy?
I got this from, a trusted source.
Okay.
So I will not mention them here. They'll be in the comments.
Woj.
Yeah, big. I keep it.
NBA insider.
Doja Cat. No.
Doja Cat.
I didn't realize that they had already started the conspiracy mill, which makes sense, of course. Makes sense, you know, something like that. The one I liked was nuclear fallout. Like, a nuclear bomb has exploded. This is, and apparently they don't understand fallout, like, at all. Like, I was like, oh, you guys think we're in fallout right now? This is fallout. What? And none of us are, we just have, you smell wood, right? You smell wood? You don't smell radiation, right? Yeah. Our faces aren't melting.
Seven eyeballs.
Interesting. Yeah.
It did look like a poorly designed video. Like, everything on the horizon looked like something in a video game you knew you couldn't get to. Like, I'm not going to bother going to that building because there's definitely some invisible wall.
It did feel like that. Yeah, it happens when you have large fires like that. It's not. It's a little different than a nuclear explosion that somehow got covered up and none of us are dying. It's interesting.
Yeah. I think I would more believe if somebody was like, yeah, actually, Spider-Man exists and Sandman is on a fucking tear in New York City right now. I'd be like, damn, this is sweet. This is good promo for the new movie.
I would appreciate it, like an MK Ultra, something got loose.
Yeah.
Something fun.
Like the fucking movie Smile, their fucking marketing campaign.
Okay.
You see that? They would basically hire actors to just like wear a shirt that said Smile on it. Then they would sit behind home plate at a baseball game on TV, and they'd have the creepiest fucking smile in the whole world and just stare at the camera for like innings upon innings. They wouldn't move. Everyone else is getting popcorn. They're fucking locked in just...
That's good. That's good marketing.
And you'd be watching it, and they're wearing neon yellow. So you're right. Like, you can't miss it. It's like a sea of like Dodgers fans and then neon yellow. And you're like, that's the scariest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Also, more interesting than baseball.
People
are like, holy shit, is he going to blink?
Yeah. Like, what happens if a foul ball comes back? Like,
I would have been like circling them on the television.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, guys, seriously, look, watch. Seriously, what's up with this dude? Watch, wait for it to cut. Wait for it to. Dude, look. Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Pause it.
Someone call them. Seriously. Like,
do you think we can Google it? Do you think it's Googleable?
I think that being so stupid that you think that shit was nuclear fallout is your body trying to like subconsciously like convince you not to have kids. It's like, dude, you're sterile. Don't even try it. Like,
sincerely, hopefully it worked. Ugh. But I like that. I like that, Mario. That movie sucked, though. Did you see Smile?
No, I didn't. I'm not a scary movie guy.
You're not a scary movie guy.
I'm not a scary movie guy, but I am now a movie so bad that it inspires me guy, and it turns out most of those are horror movies.
A lot of good,
horror movies inspire you?
Oh, bad ones, yeah. They're so funny, dude.
But they're not funny on purpose.
Sometimes.
Well, some are.
Sometimes there's no way they're not.
Well,
seen Unfriended?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen Unfriended. No, he doesn't like horror movies.
One of the funniest movies I've ever seen. A guy kills himself by sticking his face in a blender.
Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed that. Never mind. All right, yeah, I wouldn't have got that. I would have been like, can I guess what it is? Blender face.
The screen's like flickering and he's like screaming and they're like, what's wrong? Yeah. And then the camera turns on and he's like just putting his face in a blender.
Oh,
as if that's how blenders or faces work.
I've
said it before. That's a rip, like the rip off. The one to watch, well, you don't like horror movies, but the one to watch is Host. It's like the same. It's like, because Unfriended was like kind of stalking social media kind of thing, right?
Yeah. It, oh, wait. Hang on.
I like the conceit of the movie. It, oh, poop. Oh, little poopy boy's
speaking
back.
Speaking of poop, great
poopy
timing.
Boy, hey.
Been here for like 3 minutes quietly. Just
no,
listening.
Really?
I thought so. Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go back to what we were doing. So it's, no. So, hey, so, bud. What's, why are you poop? Why are you peeing on your butt? What's going on?
Protein poops, dude.
Okay.
Get, trying to get fucking swole, you know? Trying to go big.
you're losing weight, Adam.
Yeah, you look like you shit muscle mass out.
Dude, my arms got so much bigger in the last 4 months.
Yeah, because the rest of you is shrinking. You're going to be walking
untrue.
On them soon.
Untrue. I've gained 5 pounds, actually.
Nice, dude.
That's healthy.
Of pure ego.
I've gained 20.
It's
but
sweet.
You don't hear me bragging.
Shitty Butt Boy, have you seen Unfriended? The bad horror movie that's like all, the entire thing.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Takes place in a Skype chat.
Yeah, it's like a Zoom thing.
Yeah,
right?
It's ridiculous.
No, I also, so, I'm not a big horror movie guy.
The premise of the movie is that a ghost is bullying these, well, not bullying, reverse cyberbullying these teenagers who deserve it because they made her kill herself with cyberbullying, and they did that by, she like shit herself at a party and passed out, and they filmed her poopy butt, and then they made a YouTube video that ends like wah, 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 poop butt, and like fucking the ghost makes them kill themselves. It's the most insane shit ever.
What was the movie written by a 14-year-old goth chick? What are you talking about?
That's her 13 reasons why, dude. She's like number one, protein shakes.
You should have saw. You should have heard the Foley work on her poopy butt. It was like it was perfect, dude. It was so
legendary.
Good. Like, it was really good. It was really, really soft.
Legendary.
I got a whole catalog. You can check it out at iamneilwood.com. Go there for all my voiceover work and all my Foley work. Pretty good.
You can catch Neil this weekend being my sex noises.
He's like, what's the guy from fucking Police Academy? Michael Winslow? You just hire him to fucking...
yeah, give it to me.
It's really for my neighbors. It's just because I finish so quickly, but then I get self-conscious. The neighbors think I only had sex for a short amount of time.
Right.
Then I hire the actor to just come in. Lots of noises. They think I'm going all night. Then they call the cops.
Yeah, I just feel like...
I was Jeff's roommate. His sex noises sound like Fred Flintstone get off of work, celebrating, and then driving his little foot car home.
Oh.
It's like, yabba-dabba-doo.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty accurate, actually. It's pretty accurate. You know what? She says it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
Babe, was that fine for you?
Yeah.
I actually did ask that the other day. She was like, it's fine. I was like, fine as in okay or fine as in not okay? And she was like, okay. And I was like, okay as in all right or okay as in like all right? And she's like, it's not a big deal. I'm like, but it's not a big deal. Like, it's not a big deal? Or is it like not a big deal? Like, it was one of those things where I'm like, everything is still vague. It's still another general thing you're describing.
You're just the eye doctor. You're like, fine or okay? Yeah. Fine or okay?
I sound 46 years old. Sorry, guys.
Dude, you got the poops going on. Oh, I slept in. The reason I'm wearing a hat today is because fell asleep with a piece of gum in my mouth and got gum in my hair. So it's not in there anymore. I'm pretty sure I got it out. But
did you have to cut it out like a child?
In the back of my head, I was like, "You're kidding me!" It was just like fucking stuck up, like gum in the hair. Like I was.
Did you have to cut it out, Adam asked?
I didn't have to cut it out, luckily.
Dude, it looks so good.
Just hot watered it up, you know, wow. little Head and Shoulders.
Really?
Shout out Head and Shoulders. Butter. Thank you. You would have went peanut butter.
Oh,
I
okay.
Why.
I thought you gave yourself
that
work.
Right? I don't. That sounds like you just made that up just now, which
is
so interesting. We don't make things up.
Some jelly and I make a sandwich.
I
make, what?
I think a lot that's of one of the steps in like the sitcom gum in the hair thing, right. Where like it just doesn't work and it makes it. Like now I have paste and gum in my hair.
Yeah. Well, isn't like one like a skunk you get in like tomato juice or something? There's a lot of weird remedies out there that I'm like, I don't know.
Has anyone ever tried a bullet? Bullet to remove it? Have you tried a bullet? Do you try a bullet to remove it?
I, you know what? So I got my hand on those little choppers, the little bullets. try to put my hair in there. It was a fucking nightmare, dude. You would not. Thank you for the. It's a good suggestion. Put the link in the comments for all the bullet related stuff that we need. Adam always adding. I appreciate it.
Make a ninja joke?
Wait, is it a real thing or no?
He meant like you should kill yourself.
You should shoot yourself in the head.
Yeah, oh, nice, dude. Joke.
I honestly, because isn't there like a bullet blender?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
That's oh, okay, you cool. Guys, and then when you did that, literally. I was like, oh, it is what I thought. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not what I thought.
I didn't mean to say bomb to move on.
No, yeah, sorry.
I thought that he meant like you open a bullet and you pour the gunpowder on and then you light it to like...
I was just trying to be mean, and you guys were thinking like really logically with this. I was just trying to be like, kill yourself,
like,
idiot.
I was like, there's no possible way Adam would tell me to kill myself. It has to be something else. My brain wouldn't even accept it. It was like a block. It was like, he's not insulting you. What could he insult you about?
Your brain was like a block?
My brain is a block, yeah. Dude, it's great.
What's up, dude?
Rusty and me have this thing where we can't have any dead air. You see that?
No, I see it happening. I wanted to see what would happen. I purposely kind of sat in it. It was very interesting.
I was like, I'll just sit in there.
Rusty fucking panicked immediately.
Yeah, he did.
It's quick.
He jumped off. He was.
The only game I was ever good at was the one where you keep the balloon in the air.
Yeah.
It's a fun one.
You know?
It's a depressing one.
With your feet?
By yourself?
Yeah, dude. That's a solo. You can play with other people?
That's the saddest game in the world.
That's way more fun with other people. It's like a competition. You get to dive across things,
it's
knock
on
them over.
ESPN or something now. There's like shit like that. Tag.
No, yeah. Uh-huh. Look at me. Of course I had unathletic friends. Like, all we played was like balloon in the air and gaga ball. Like, that was it.
Gaga ball.
Hey, Dave Primiano, big gaga ball player when he was younger.
What was gaga ball?
It's a Jewish game.
Yeah. Oh. Sacha Baron Cohen was some like, he was like the Israeli silver medalist. They have their own Special Olympics.
Borat.
Not like special, like
Borat.
No, yeah.
Silver special
I know. Israeli athletes, Special Olympics, is almost like the same thing. I don't really see too many powerhouse Jews in the Olympics. The Israeli team is usually bringing home gold, is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, dude, you look like you compete in Krav Maga.
You're saying that the guy who plays Borat is a silver medalist in something?
Not in the real Olympics, in like the Israeli only Olympics.
Yeah.
Like the reverse Holocaust Olympics.
All right.
That's like, way worse than what I said.
They only play Palestine.
Damn, dude.
Undefeated. Like 40-0.
It's a nightmare since 1947.
What sucks is that they share a home field.
Sounds
no home field advantage.
Yeah. But they're always the away team. They're like the Jets and Giants, but the Jets are always away.
It's rough. I'm thinking more. It's really falling into like a Globetrotter scenario here with the Washington Generals. It's getting to be a little rough.
Just fucking windmill
dunking. Like dribbling off their head. Like, I just want to feed my baby. They're like, shut up. Da-da-da-da.
Palestine's like, yo, can you stop half-court shotting us? It's really, I mean, it's just rude that you keep half-court shotting us.
Is that a trampoline? No, it's not. It just feeds. Feels like there's one.
Yeah. Dude, if basketball was like the metaphorical bar by which we measure countries, the U.S. kind of like if an NBA team did globetrotter shit, right?
Yeah, it's us. Yeah. But not for those few years, though. You know, those down years.
Well, yeah, we had a few down years before.
Well, technically, we haven't been playing real games. We've just been doing some kind of like, oh, what? You know, we play every Saturday or Sunday, kind of. You know what I mean? We're in a men's league above 30.
Tag out.
Yeah, it's not real conflict. You know what
CYO.
I mean? This is more like a skirmish. You know what I mean?
I have a family. I can't be in every game.
We're scrimmaging.
I just feel like diplomatically speaking, the U.S. Like brings a ladder places. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like we just real posture up. And dunk on people.
Yeah. Also, how many Super Bowls does the rest of the world have? Zero? Let's go USA.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
That'd
be sick if we let the rest of the world field one team. Like, everyone send your best athletes.
I think it depends on the sport.
I think we'd get wrecked. No, in football?
In football. Oh, you're talking about
no, football.
Football.
I think we're
talking about
football.
Well, I think
we win
football,
75-7.
Yeah, we would destroy everybody.
Yeah.
There'd be like they put like a soccer player and a rugby player on the same team. They wouldn't even know. They're like, one of you will probably get it done, right? You're like, not on the same team, dude.
Jeff, that's a great point. Because remember, like every year, there's like the feel good story of like the spring training camp where it's like this rugby player from Australia, and like he has like one big carry for like 60 yards, and he's like, he's gonna do it, and then immediately cut the next day. He's like, oh yeah, he can't do this.
None of them can do it except Jordan Mailata. He's the only one. Everyone else, they were like, he. he's having a hard time adjusting. You know, when you go out there and your head's on a swivel on a rugby field, and then all of a sudden they say, "Hey, put this giant fucking football helmet on that obstructs half of your view." They're like, "Dude, this is way fucking weird."
Yeah.
And I'm slower.
I remember.
Like to them, it's probably like, "This is stupid."
I remember telling Adam that because I only played 7th and 8th grade to see if I wanted to do it in high school.
Yeah.
And boy, when that helmet came on, that was a different. I was like, dude, I was like, I like,
I'm open,
and,
coach.
And I'm doing, and I'm, and again, Kelby, I can't, you know, I only started getting really like being able to have any type of like dexterity till probably 25, I think maybe, but like, I remember being like, wait, you want me to pull? I'm like, I'm running the front, like left guard.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, pull. I'm like, what do you mean pull? I'm overweight. I thought I was going to be center.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, what do you mean, pull? They're like, yeah, not only can you not see and you're too out of shape for this position.
But you don't have the wrist strength to snap the
and
ball.
And I don't have the wrist strength to snap the ball. No, dude, look at these things. Look at these mitts.
It's the only offensive line position that makes you run.
No, that's... so, yeah, man, I remember that change in my fucking life when that helmet went on. I was like, oh, I'm fucked. Like, I'm going to get side just swiped. All the time.
Do you think offensive linemen in the NFL ever pick their city based on the food culture? Like the ones who get to eat a lot?
They have to do something like that, right? They want to probably, you know, scout it out. And
what's
like,
the question?
Like offensive linemen, like the players who can eat like a lot of food, whatever they want. Like, do you think they're ever like, fuck, I'm not going to Green Bay. Yeah. I don't care how good the team is right now. I can't get any good food out there.
Right. And then like linebackers are like strip clubs to beat women. Where do we go? Best cities for that.
Well, I was going to say, that is... It is unfortunate, but geography plays a huge part in signings. That's why everybody wants to be in L.A. or Miami and things like that.
Dude.
Like, the fact that Giannis...
Hill.
What would you say?
Tyreek Hill.
Went
to
right,
Miami
Tyreek
for
Hill.
Tax purposes. He's like, I'm not going to the Jets. Fuck New York. Fuck Jersey.
and guaranteed Super Bowls.
All that shit's obvious to me. I'm just wondering if any offensive linemen show up like to a fucking negotiation and they're just like, here's... one sandwich from each of our best restaurants. Like, we'll let you decide. Let your taste buds decide.
I'm sure that happens, dude. Honestly, the move is, if you're a fucking eater, if you're an eater in the league right now, you want to be on the Chiefs. Because Andy Reid don't believe...
Big boy.
Dude, he don't believe in, like, you guys should really make sure you're eating all the proper things. He's like, all right, dude, Domino's Thursday. Let's get it, dude. I got 800 breadsticks.
Just like he rotates the board on their game day thing, like rotates around. It's just lists of restaurants. So, like, all right, boys, we're going to hit this one tomorrow.
He's like, coach, we didn't run one offensive practice. Like, exactly. So chicken fingers.
Trash cans just crumpled up brown bags. You're like, this is from somewhere. Five Guys? This is McDonald's? What is it?
Yeah, their agility bags are just Burger King wrappers.
Yeah. Dude, he doesn't. I remember when he was the coach of the Eagles and I worked at Chick-fil-A.
Red Robin!
No, how dare you? How dare you? Whoa!
Sit!
No, dude. Sit. I thought you were trying to get a like, turf war right
they
now over
start,
Chick-fil-A.
They would just start doing plays. No,
you
I
got so scared.
But I have not had. I have only had Chick-fil-A one time.
Live Moss.
I disapprove. That's what I'm thinking. They had a lot of.
He went, he got one bite, and he said, you know what? I prefer gay people.
Who doesn't?
Hey, Adam, I'm worried that we're
good
getting
chicken.
An echo.
No, we're not.
Okay, I'm just worried. That's all.
No, we're good.
Everything sounds good. I'm hoping it sounds good.
No, we're good. If it comes to doing my end, we're good. That means we're good.
If you had to go to a team, I mean, again, we all know the money and that complicates everything because really, you know, I'm sure people are just like, I'll have food flied in. Like, if I'm making millions of dollars,
right.
I'll do whatever I want to get
chef.
Food. Sure, I'll hire a chef, whatever it might be. But if it was based off food, where would you want to go? If you were playing for a team,
wait.
And you
so
were
hold
like,
on,
I'm
Neil.
Big-
my question is, I'm sorry. Is it NFL, like, actual NFL cities? In like we're picking from an NFL city, like an NFL team, because that makes it easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Ooh,
NFL team, based off the food.
I don't think I would think so hard.
I don't think I would.
Think Jeff might just be.
I think honestly, well, I do. Guys, we're so fucking spoiled, dude.
We do have.
We're in the tri-state area. We're so fucking spoiled.
Yeah.
Like
New York's
the best in a lot of things. Philly's the best in a lot of things. Jersey's really good at a lot of things, so it's like generalized.
All
right.
Fair. Eliminate the Eagles, Giants, Jets. Then can't play for those teams.
Fuck. But see, all right, that's what makes it hard.
I'm going to New Orleans, baby.
You going to New Orleans?
Good.
Sazerac.
Texas isn't a bad one, but the Cowboys are sour.
That's why I
said
Texas.
So it'd have to be Houston.
I was going to say,
sure.
He specifically said Texans.
Because,
well,
I thought he
didn't
just said
skip
Texas.
No, he said Texans. He literally wasn't even going to consider the Cowboys.
No. No, we're all NFC East fans in this room, except for the Cowboys, so they can go fuck themselves.
Could you imagine? I just dropped them like, you know what, guys? Cincinnati. Something about that skyline chili. Something about those hot dog fucking noodles. Right. I really just want to go live. I mean, Cincinnati was fine when I went there, but I was like, I mean, I wouldn't like
it. Oh, how about the Bears? Chicago?
Cold as fuck.
I hate food.
That wasn't the question, Jeff.
You got the coin. I forgot about that.
Chicago pizza sucks.
Yeah, Chicago pizza's whatever, though.
Yeah, dude,
they still have good restaurants. They're still like a major like city that has like good food and restaurants. It's like that, like Michelin star places and stuff.
I am going something Tex. Oh, sorry, good. Yeah, there's great restaurants in Chicago.
Yeah,
Kansas City would be good.
Mm. I'm going Tex-Mex. I'll play anywhere with Tex-Mex. To be honest with you, I can eat Tex-Mex and like
send them to the desert.
Yeah,
Cardinals.
You're a Cardinal.
You're a Cardinal now. Way to go.
Yeah, Arizona or whatever. I don't give a shit.
Go up with your 5'10 quarterback, idiot.
Yeah. Guys. Oh, I'm happily riding the bench. Yeah.
Have fun blocking for him, Neil.
I'm really about the food, dude. I don't know if you heard the mission of this. I'm about the food. So I'm eating tacos on sidelines.
He's eating, yeah, while he's like, you should run faster.
Yeah.
Someone out there is probably like Vegas. The strip, baby. Just everything. All I want. Everything I can get there.
It's just buffets.
Yeah.
There's some good restaurants in Vegas as someone who's been to Vegas a bunch. But yeah, overall, it's mostly just like chain restaurants and like, you know. Yeah, it's not like a food town. That's And gross people. Oh, gross tourist people.
Seafood people? Because then also, if you're a seafood person, New England is a good option.
Right.
Like Baltimore? The Boston area is a good area. Baltimore, yeah.
Crabs and seafood, too?
Oh, yeah, they do have good seafood over in Baltimore, do they? I think of like Maryland. I'm like, Maryland's great. And then you say Baltimore. I'm like, completely different place. Completely different place than Maryland. Like,
yeah, fair.
Yeah, what's up with Maryland, man? What is
ugliest
their
flag?
Fucking problem.
Ugliest flag.
I like their flag.
I just don't think they know what they want to be.
Why?
It's different.
Yeah, ugly.
Well, ugly is the same.
And everyone else is like, couple colors. Make it simple. Let's roll it out.
They were like, "We failed. We found a failed European car logo.
It's a quilt. The flag's a quilt. They took four other people's ideas and they said we can't decide. Too indecisive. Put
it
them all together.
Makes sense because they feel like they want to be the South, right? That's the whole thing. If you like down there, they're like, well, this is where the South starts, but they lean too hard into it, like very hard.
It's like Virginia's where it kind of starts, but Maryland's like, but nah, we relocated. We were originally Virginians.
Yeah. They like want it." Which is weird.
Baltimore feels like somebody like sunk the hood. It's just like the Atlantis of the hood.
Is it below sea level?
It might be.
Well, I just mean like I just feel like
I think that's New Orleans.
It's like someone sunk. Well,
they're actually below sea level.
They are. Cool. But specifically, it's like somebody took Chicago and they were like, "But it's wet." Like,
I don't want anything but it's wet. I don't want anything but it's wet.
Fair.
Pussy.
Well, no, let me get it wet. It's already wet. Who did this?
Who started? Also, wet with what? You're not being specific. Yeah. It could be wet with poison.
Dude, my pussy's wet with pee right now. It's like, so wet for you. It's so drenched in pee poison.
Imagine a girl was like, "I'm gonna put poison on my pussy, so that way, when he eats it, he'll die." And it's like, "Yeah, but you put poison on your pussy."
Adam's like, "I've seen Breaking Bad. It's covered in ricin. Get out of here."
It's a shame that. Go ahead.
No, okay, you good?
Well, I was gonna say it's a shame that, you know, everything women have to face. That's right. I'm going this way. Everything that women have to face.
When they're looking at Neil during sex.
Exactly.
Hey!
Yeah, boom.
See the lady who wrote a book about her husband dying and then she got convicted for murder?
No.
Sorry, I had to think of the story, make it accurate. Yeah, so he died.
I'm about to talk about women's pussies right now. What are you about to talk about?
It was just a rusty thing, and I forgot now.
Okay.
I should let you go first.
I was going to say, I wish evolution would, like, adapt a little bit more. But like, wait, you think women would have, like, another gland to keep away rapists? I was going that way. And you started on a thing where I was like, Adam, I don't think you want to try to.
I was going to say, like. I was going for the rusty thing. Evolution. I forgot what he said, and I just lost it.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh.
shoehorned this in there.
But you didn't.
I don't feel like I did, but I was like, but yeah.
Evolution
I,
would.
Like, she would
think?
Just flip it over. Like, she just kind of taps it a couple times and it goes over to another. You're like, oh, it's safe now.
It's like when butterflies' patterns started to make fucking sense.
Right.
I'm sure before they were just fucking bright and green and they were like, we should maybe be like a leaf.
Right.
Well, I think if I understand like natural selection properly, it feels like that started to happen. Yeah. But, like, it's just, like, nothing stops a pussy hound. You know what I mean? Like,
ducks.
All right, Segway Kings, dude. Fucking,
ducks,
oh, yeah, yeah,
corkscrew
yeah.
pussies. To make it harder because the male ducks would rape the female ducks.
Right.
That's something that evolution, they said, hey, you want this pussy? This G-spot's in a motherfucking maze, dog. Right. Come fucking see me.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I guess evolutionary, then men would have adapted because, right, man, like the duck has like a corkscrew penis, too, or the hooked in penis, right? Then the vagina went corkscrew to try to be, well, it went corkscrew first to try to get them to stop.
And then their dicks were like fucking pigtails at that point.
I just go right in. So then you're saying that if women did evolve, which again, so men would then evolve to somehow get around that? That's terrible.
I think they just pull a fucking revolver right out of their fucking pussy, dude. They just have a revolver in there.
That's
no. Yeah. Fucking Kegels, dude.
It is loaded.
Back up, sir.
That'd be great.
It's like when like Cyborg like doesn't know he has his cannon and he powers it on for the first time.
Yeah. Dude, somebody get Iron Man blasted out of the
Honey, now I know you got a note home from school. You know, and I know your pussy went off today, but listen, it was a misfire. No, we talked about this. We talked about it with the school. It's going to be okay. All right. Just try to let your pussy go off. I know you're trying to get it under control.
It was a school shooting. I had to get a call about a school shooting today because your pussy went off.
I heard you were fanning the hammer in the back of the classroom.
Nice.
Got to have
the practicing your RoboCop spin.
Dude. Oh, my God. They fucking... Yeah, she got the fastest shot in the West, dude. She just, bah! Damn, she didn't even move.
I feel it safe. You'd be like, yeah, dude, careful, dude. Susan doesn't fuck around.
Yeah. She's like too fast with it. The guy's like, I was just asking for a pencil.
She's got a hairpin clip.
The worst part is, too, you'd be like,
clit.
That woman.
Hairpin clip. If we could use hairpin clip in the title, we can't because you two
can't.
Hate it. But
I know, really
God,
good, though.
So mad.
Would have been a good one.
Yeah, that would have been very nice.
Sorry, you're rusty. Try harder next time for our show titles.
Hey, you were quick, but could you clean it up? I asked you just to clean it up, Russ. I apologize. This is a family show.
Yeah. Push you down a fucking hill, dude. You want someone to die on the mountain? You'll be the first one who dies on the mountain. All right.
Yeah. By the way, you said that you would be likely to die from a hill. I think that's technically true, but I think the thing that would be most likely to kill you would be whimsy. I feel like you're just going to feel whimsy. Like, one day?
I can see that.
And what, like, float off into traffic?
No, like you said, like, fall down a hill, like, but I think you'll be like, let's roll down the hill, babe, like, when we were kids, and
I could see you having, like, a terrible skipping accident.
Yeah.
Like, just the one moment where you decided to really frolic, and just fucking ankle just folds, and then just down a hill, a mountain or something.
And I don't have to lie about how you die, because it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's...
It'd have to be a bet. Like, if someone was like, there's no way you could fucking skip. And I'd be like, I'm the best skipper here, dude. I'm the best skipper here. And then I, like, really went for it, and then I tripped over, and then I fell down that hill.
I don't think that you could skip. I think you would start, and it would become high knees.
I was going to say, if you just gave me, like, $50 real quick, like, you know, skip on your first chance, I don't think I could do it.
I don't think I'd do it on my first one.
No, I can.
I think I could do it on my second one, though. I think at first I'd maybe get more into like a gallop of some kind of accident.
I think Rusty's right, dude. It's a high knee, but it's more whimsy in the arms, man. It's basically a high knee with a jump with whimsy in the arms.
I can skip sitting down.
Yeah.
What's the most likely reason that you would die?
Yeah.
Trying to kill myself. But not by succeeding. Like, I think if I tried to kill myself, I think
gun's too heavy.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah. Like, I think I would like be like, oh wait, let me go get my killing myself jams, and I'd go upstairs to get my playlist and just fall down the stairs.
Let me go get my killing myself jams.
Yeah, like I was saying before the cast, I'm drunken master like, because I'm so clumsy but I'm used to it. My whole life I've been falling over, so I'm just used to balancing myself out a little bit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You said I bump into walls a lot. I know that. That's me making sure I don't fall over.
I put you in a tight space before, and it was just chaos.
Oh, my God, dude.
You got to put bumpers on those walls.
Oh, yeah. And you know what it is, too?
Like a bowl in a Chinese shop.
Motherfuckers with glasses. It's not your fault. I just feel like depth perception's slightly off. You're like, I can see, but still, my peripherals are not correct.
I think I'm legit stunted, dude. I think I was supposed to be taller. Like, I started drinking coffee when I was 10. Yeah, dude, I'm legit stunted.
Dude, fucking stunted, dog. I fucking hit 12 buses on the way here, baby.
Yeah, dude, you look like you were kidnapping kids from each of them.
But I wore an American flag outfit, so I got in the schools.
Let's leave it there for plugs, and then we'll end the podcast.
Let's
do some plugs, and then we'll get out of here on some more. But let's stay tuned for plugs right now, people. Jeff and Rusty, obviously Big Boy Mountain, check out. But yeah, where would they check out Big Boy Mountain and you guys?
Well, apparently iTunes is the best way to check out any podcast ever. I had no idea. But we also are on YouTube for some video content, Spotify if you don't believe in Apple. I believe in Apple. I think they're going to make it. But yeah, Big Boy Mountain, fucking best podcast to ever have us on it, that's for sure.
At Big Boy Mountain on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Facts.
That was supposed to be a joke. I love this. I love you guys. Thanks for
and
having us.
Kalala, and I mean, you know, we'll probably have their links in the description, but yeah, check out their Instagrams. So check out Jeff Kalala and Rusty right there on their Instagrams. Make sure you follow, like, and subscribe, all their stuff, and you can check Adam out. Where are you coming up? What you got coming up?
Yeah, just at Adam Nutter on Twitter and on Instagram. Again, comedy on the New Hampshire, the 22nd.
Is your butthole quivering? 23rd. Like, are you holding in a poop current? Like, your butthole's quivering, right? Like,
I feel another one coming, though. I gotta be honest. It's in my belly.
It's just that shake. Okay, keep going.
It's like a bunch of tiny knives.
Just you are so strong. I just want to say that to you. You are so strong, buddy.
That's really it. Go listen to Porcupine. YouTube.com/AdamNutter. I'm done. Come see me on the road. That's it.
Nice. And you can check me out at IamNeilWood.com. Go there for all the dates and details. Of course. Oh, yeah. And,
dog.
What's up? It's all good. Yeah, check me out. IamNeilWood.com. Go there for that. And then, of course, JamesWoodArt.com. Brand new. I'm start doing stuff over there, too. So if you want to check out some art shit, some design stuff, some video stuff, go over there and like, subscribe, and do all that cool stuff. I appreciate it. And yeah, check out our shows. We got good ones coming up, but you can do that over at drop10.com. Go to drop10.com. So we'll do some plugs for everybody. Go to drop10.com. Sometimes it's too quick. Drop10.com. Go there for all the dates and details for our upcoming shows. And of course, get some sweet merch for this podcast. All right. You get into the store, go to drop10.com/store and pick on some Cult of Us stuff or some Drop 10 stuff. If you want to support the network and everybody on it, all the podcasts that we do, you can support Drop 10 or buy some Cult of Us stuff. We got sleeveless shirts, hoodies. I think we got a little bit of everything in there. We got some hats, different colors, all kinds of cool stuff in there for you. So grab those. They keep us going and we appreciate it. Go to Cult of Us, of course, on Patreon. Patreon.com/Cult of Us. $5 for all the stuff. We got a back catalog of video, audio, us on the road, different shows, us doing movie watches, and all kinds of cool stuff.
Oh, the fights were actually Saturday night, this past Saturday.
Yeah,
and it was fun. A bunch of us were in there.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, you can jump in the Discord and watch some of the fights with us and hang the fuck out. It's always a cool thing. Offer $5 and put in your size for your t-shirt and we'll send one out to you. All right, and we appreciate it and that keeps us growing. And thanks so much. Oh, of course, Odyssey, YouTube, iTunes.
Oh, Rumble now. Rumble now.
Rumble. We're on all the shit. Go check out that Cult of Us. Thanks.
Yeah, Drop Rumble, Cult of
Pitch
Us.
Trial.
Boom. Hell yeah, man. I've had quite a, again, coming, yeah, just let it wash over you. I'll just let whatever, what's the pitch trowel? What does that mean?
Oh, you pitch a tent, which is getting a boner, and you drop trowel, which is taking your pants off, but
nice.
I switched it.
I love it. It's a very nice portmanteau.
I'm a switcher.
Yeah, very nice. Are you hindered by our intelligence and the level of intelligence that we have?
No, I'm not
Jeff?
Hindered by it.
Okay.
If I could describe Jeff in 3 words, it would be hindered by intelligence.
That's the name of the episode.
I wouldn't disagree. If you catch me at the right time, I'm like, what are you guys talking about? But sometimes Rusty just starts talking and I go, I think I can tune out at least
what's
for
something,
a little bit.
What's something you guys have been both pumped for recently? Like, what's something that's been coming up maybe on the pod or like you just been talking about in real life that you've been super psyched for?
Well, your eyebrows went up.
I had something else, but
this
is good.
I just said your eyebrows
you
went up.
You try to guess
like,
what
like,
you
no, no,
think.
You go. I just waved him along like a fucking in traffic and then they waved me back.
Jeff,
no.
Try to guess what you think Rusty thinks
I think that you're gonna say. I think that he would be bringing up. No, you're already shaking your head. No, I don't have it. Yeah.
So easy to sigh off him. It's so.
I don't understand.
No, all right, let's just say what it is.
Say what it is. I don't want to guess now.
Oh, I was gonna say fantasy football season's coming up. Big fantasy footballer guy.
Fucking excited.
And well, I am. But in order to return to our very prestigious fantasy football league. Of comedians in which the loser gets a tattoo in honor of the winner. I still need to fork up the money to make last year's loser get a tattoo in honor of me.
Oh, now, wow. I have a question about that. Nice. Because when you say fork up the money, what did you think the winning money was for?
Right.
Winning money is you get to pick the loser's tattoo,
right.
But you take the winnings to pay for that thing, and you don't really win any money. You're just right. Hey, I got somebody tattooed, and that's
right.
Pretty hilarious.
That's kind of the point.
Well, our buy-in was less this last year than the previous year.
That is a good point as well. The buy-in did go down.
When I was handed like $200, like in my mind, I was like, plus the tattoo. And then I handed it back to the person who handed me the money, and they handed me a bag of weed, and that was it. That was it on the tattoo. It wasn't going to happen.
Gotcha.
And I was going to let it slide by, but I've been told
you're going to let it slide by?
If
you want to fucking
die. When it was coming out of my fucking, when I have to decide between.
I told you I would spot you to get this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you lost, get a tattoo. Your months have gone by, zero punishment. You lost the league, right. You get a tattoo, that's the rule.
The loser, Kyle Regan, great comedian,
whoa, loser, dude? Come on, man. I mean, the guy had a terrible fantasy football team, but he's a really nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you're not good at fantasy football, you're not good in life.
What's a tattoo? Come on. Everyone's
so,
got right, to
well,
think he's got to get?
So I do a lot of roast battles, and I once battled Kyle.
Right.
And I worked really hard to write these jokes. And I got up, and I landed my first joke, and I was like, nailed him. And then he does his first joke,
right.
And it's a misdirect, and the punchline is that my mom did 9/11.
Okay.
Which isn't true
right.
That I know of.
Gotcha.
I was young.
Not seeing the facts to back that up, but, you know, so just saying.
All the things.
I mean, do I look like somebody who would... Never mind. So,
yes,
shoot up a school. Yes, continue.
I was gonna say, what's the opposode of condemn? Be down with any act of terrorism.
Both
yeah, for
you,
sure.
Both of you kind of look like you're into Building 7 a little bit.
Kyle does a joke about my mom doing 9/11.
Okay,
and it gets a pretty decent chuckle. And I was like, all right, that was weird, but okay. And I do my next joke. It does okay. He does his next joke, and the punchline is that my mom did 9/11. And it gets like five times the laugh of the first one. And I'm like, oh, he's going to do all of these? Well, that's not going to work a third time. He landed six jokes about my mom doing 9/11. And I was like Mr. Krabs spiraling. Like I was like, you can see me in the video, like bite my like cheek at one point. Like I'm clearly like thinking like, how do I fucking,
right.
I'm like Batman, the Riddler's got my girlfriend tied up or whatever. Like fucking, I'm like, how do I solve this?
Right.
I finally sent it to overtime. He didn't run enough jokes. I got the W, but yeah. I've always been so mad that there's just this video of this guy nonstop saying my mom did 9/11. So now that I'm a champion and he's a loser, he's going to be getting a tattoo of the Twin Towers with a football flying into them that says, never forget.
I like it.
It would be great if we could do that for $200, but there's no way we can.
I think I can.
You think you can?
I talked to the tattoo artist today.
Kyle's not going to agree to the towers. Kyle's not going
to
agree to the
towers. He did already. I showed him the picture I mocked up.
He said yes.
Have I shown you what I mocked up?
Does he have an option to say yes?
Does it just look like a field goal at that point? Like, it's good.
So we agreed that I was going to show him the deluxe package. Like, you get towers. You get football. You get never forget. And, you know, we could kind of parse it down from there. Maybe just, you know, football towers. Maybe just never forget, you know. Maybe just 9/11 in a heart. Something nice and ambiguous.
Maybe
like,
just,
which side is he on?
Maybe just Ahmed from Jeff Dunham's puppet show.
Dude, that'd be such a better tattoo.
That would
like,
be a better
like
tattoo.
Like, on the edge, like, superimposed large on the edge of the towers, like, kicking his little legs. Like, just like that. Like, yeah.
Let's railroad him. Let's get him another tat, dude. We can add to it. We can just slowly get him a 9/11 tattoo, and then we get him the Jeff Dunham terrorist puppet,
yeah.
And then we slowly add all the other Jeff Dunham puppets.
That'd be cool.
Oh, I thought you were going to start saying we just start adding atrocities to them, like the Hindenburg or like the Fukushima thing, or like we just keep adding like Chernobyl. Yeah, we just keep adding natural disasters, whatever.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
You're the guy who's attacked. You're the one with sleeves, dude. You understand the composite better than I do.
Well, now, well, you got to fill it in, you know? You got to fill it in, fill in the gaps. That's all you got to do.
Now, Kyle's a pretty down guy, but to get the Twin Towers tattooed on you? Dude, if somebody suggested that to me, I would have been like, I mean, for sure think of something else.
Well, this goes to the point of, what are the rules here? He has an option to refuse the design that you gave him?
You gotta, there's an understanding, it's a, there's like a compromise. Because it's like, hey, okay, you're going to probably get something you don't want.
Right.
Am I going to ruin your life about it?
Right.
No. Okay, also, yeah. I don't want to, I have a budget. I can't really go.
Well, it's $200. So the tattoo is, yeah, the tattoo is like that big.
I just like not to be like crass. I know we got a lot of Patriots on this show, but, like, cause, you know, I'm not necessarily pro 9/11. I just, I don't know everything that happened on that day.
You guys are still in the middle, right?
I mean, I just, a lot of people ask, where was I that day? And I don't have a good answer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
I fucking knew it.
Jeff wakes up sweating. What was it, man?
And I ran as easy did, so you know how much in trouble I am. So that's a
Oh, you're in
issue.
A ton of trouble then.
I'm in a lot of trouble. I wasn't supposed to, but I somehow got from Hamilton, New Jersey to New York. From school. I don't know. Maybe I did.
Yeah, by plane. You fucking terrorist.
Were you one of the 10,000 people that were supposed to fly that day?
Dude, that story.
Everyone was supposed to fly that day.
My dad was supposed to fly that day.
I'll fucking fight you.
Yeah, he was supposed to. He said that. That's what he said. My dad always was supposed to everything.
Here's my thing.
It's like, Dad, you were going to Arkansas. Stop.
Vegas on says, your dad, there's no fucking shot.
There's no fucking
shot. Yeah, my dad was like, I was supposed to be your dad, but my cum didn't work, so.
I was gonna fucking come in your mom, but 9/11 happened. That day,
yeah, so. It was actually really sad. The fact that she was still horny is kind of why I divorced her.
Son, we have something to tell you that you're technically a 9/11 baby. And when I tell you that I impregnated your mother, the moment that those towers were struck, and I don't know how to tell you this, but you're going to turn into a twin tower one day.
Dude, could you imagine that? You're like, dude, I feel like the whole like room was shaking. You're like, it fucking was. Yeah, I was.
I actually ate my twin tower in the womb.
Son of a bitch.
So, nice. Point being, a lot of Patriots. I'm not trying to disparage the good name of 9/11 or whatever, but I just feel like this, having a personal relationship with the tattoo recipient, and our like common ground on him saying my mom did 9/11 is like probably the only chance in my life I'll be able to like semi gray area, like be like, no, this is a inside joke. You know what I mean? Like any other time, I'm just kind of a fucking terrorist.
I mean, my pitch.
Well, I'm a tailwist.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's upsetting. Very upsetting.
It's really upsetting.
Yeah, they put trick dynamite on me. It just like never goes out.
You just have an Acme product shirt on.
I like, but I mean, it's definitely dishonoring 9/11 if you have like the. Again,
I got it, dude. I fucking
there's a football going
it.
Through it.
There's
yeah,
a football.
There's
oh,
a football.
Oh, speaking of 9/11,
speaking of fucking
dude.
Eject out of that motherfucker, dude.
Said to have an American flight come out his butt.
And he just crashed his asshole
United.
Into a field.
It was United, wasn't it? It might have been United.
Was it United? I've never asked that.
I can't remember if it was United or is United 90? No. I can't remember if it was United or American. I can't remember.
I've never asked this my whole life.
Neither have
I.
Oh, United. It's United.
It's United. It was United.
Yeah, it's United.
That was good or bad advertising for them.
Hey, I mean.
They're like, our logo is everywhere.
Yeah.
It is all over the news.
We fly United, but not with everyone on the plane. We're not United with everyone on the plane.
You guys should have flew American. I feel like that was probably the fucking American Airlines. If I did the commercial and it wasn't them and United did that, I would have just screenshot it, cut over to me. Should have flew
American. Right?
That's what I would have done, dude.
Dirty market.
Stock prices.
Yeah.
Just flying, dude. Like, this is the greatest country on it.
I feel like people were so sensitive at the time. They had their pussy guns, like, ready to rock.
Dude,
like,
I'll tell you the coolest thing about. You know the coolest thing that happened about 9/11?
Yeah,
I'll tell
go
you
ahead,
guys
do
right
tell.
Now. The
I
coolest
know the
thing
coolest thing
that happened in 9/11. And it's still to this day, I don't care what political affiliation you have, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
There's not a cooler moment than George W. Bush coming out there at Yankee Stadium after 9/11 and throwing a fucking right down the middle strike.
We didn't need that.
For the first pitch, dude. If he 50 cent it over there or he fucking, you know, spiked it in the ground, man, what a tough look. He would have been, oh, look at all the George W. Bush dumb jokes.
Yeah.
This motherfucker came out. I don't even think he stood at the front of the mound. I think he stood on the fucking mound. He didn't take the easy little girl pitch. Not that it's a girl pitch, but you know what it
is. Are
we
sure they didn't, like fucking put wires on it, like old Hollywood style?
That would have been sick. It was CGI.
He goes, woo, 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 woo.
Nice noises
he
again.
He underhands it.
Like my Foley work is amazing. Well, yeah, because I remember when he declared victory, obviously, we declared victory. He had the ball. He was holding the ball, and it was important that he did that pitch, and I think that was a direct correlation to us winning that war.
Yeah, I agree. I'm telling you, though, at a sports moments, there are people that don't like baseball. There are people that don't give a fuck about, like, the conspiracies or the political, or maybe I don't care about baseball, but I'm a hardcore Democrat. Whatever it is, fuck that, dude. He threw that fucking strike. You're like, fucking go, dude. This is our fucking country. Dude.
I don't know what jet fuel came out, but that fastball would have gone right through steel, whatever you call it. Yeah, that's
dude,
for sure.
That would have fucking, dude, can you imagine just the pressure? The pressure to go out there.
Wartime president.
And they're going, not only that, it's got to fuck you up mentally a little bit when they go, yo, we're in a war right now. And you go, I got to go to this baseball game.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. I do have a baseball game to go to. You're like, no, you fucking don't. You got some meetings to get in, dude. Right. You're not going to a baseball game. He's like, I got to be there for at least a little bit.
Dude, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I've heard you bring this story up so many times. Write the movie. It sounds like an awesome movie. The president's more stressed out about throwing this pitch than he is about the literal terrorist attack. Like, maybe there's even a subplot about, like, is it a conspiracy, is it not? Doesn't matter, because all that matters is clearing his mind to throw that fastball and that Texas sweat dripping down his brow. And he does it for the blue collar. He does it for the white collar. He does it for the no collar.
Damn, I'll bring you in the pitch meeting with me. Yeah.
Dog's
meeting?
Not
pitch meeting?
Yeah. Pitch meeting.
Pitch meeting.
Oh, pitch meeting.
Pitch meeting. Got to do it.
Shut it down. Shut the cameras down.
Shut it down. We need to. No one steal this idea.
Pitch meeting is in. It's TM'd by Big Boy Mountain.
Holy
lasers.
Shit.
It's done.
Lasers
it's done.
Everywhere.
And you know the thing
it's
is?
It's already in an envelope. It's already in an envelope. Don't even bother.
It's already
You're hearing this? It's already in an envelope. Don't even bother.
I already put the stamp on it.
Yeah.
I bought them.
It's at his house already. It's back.
He bought the stamps. Okay. He bought them.
I didn't
put
them
in the mail. But
I got nervous.
You never know how many you put on. It's crazy.
No, honestly, I would. Here's my. What my stipulation would be, I'd be like, here's the deal. I already know he portrayed George W. Bush once. Uh-huh. I'm going to need Sam Rockwell to come back and play George W. Did you see him in Vice with Christian Bale as Dick Cheney? Dude, they did George W. dirty in the best way. Yeah, dude, they put Sam Rockwell and they made him play like a fucking idiot. It was so funny. And he's like perfect because he's just like kind of an idiot, but you could tell he like really means well. And he like... doesn't really want to be doing this that much, but my dad really wants me to. So.
Right.
Like, he plays like that kind of George W., and I just feel like it'd be perfect for that kind of George W.
Dude, call it America's Pastime.
America's Pastime? No, dude, pitch meeting.
Pitch meeting's pretty good.
That sounds like a romantic comedy. That sounds like it's a movie about how we fell in love pitching our movie about George Bush being a pitcher.
How about this?
And I'm the pitcher.
Strike 9/11.
Like it. I think it, you know what? Let's start from there, I think. Let's use that as the jumping off point.
Wait,
that's the jumping off point.
Bottom of the ninth 11. Bottom of the ninth 11.
Bottom of the ninth 11. I like. We're punching it up. That's pretty good. Bottom
this
of the ninth 11.
This going to extra innings.
I like it.
We just keep. Home versus away.
How about Ty Goes to America?
I love that name, actually. That's a great name. Damn, Ty Goes to America is great.
What can I do? Shout out to one of my favorite bands, Ty Goes to the Runner. What's going
Damn,
on?
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm in for this meeting. I don't know how much money you guys need or whatever you need. You know what I mean? We'll make all of it happen. But I like it. I like it. It's a lot of fun.
I think it could be fun. I think that me and Jeff just like literally turned our podcasting capacity down to like 10% and donated 90% of our brain to writing this movie.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It does seem like that.
We're like telepathically right
we
now.
We have to
like,
end now, almost. Like, once Adam goes back, we have to end. I could see the writing fever just catching you guys right now. Dude, Jeff's all fucking twitchy.
This is the worst. This is the worst thing about being in sometimes a creative space is you're like, you're like putting your time and energy into like one project, and then somebody you have like one conversation, one idea, and you're like, "Fuck, I got to write a whole fucking movie now." Yeah. God damn it! I was doing this other thing.
So I want to see the bug I caught.
No,
damn, good.
It was flying through the air. It's been pissing me off the whole time.
I feel like I just saw it move.
Well, yeah, that was his friend.
He came back to life, dude.
No, is it, they're coming to mourn him.
All right, oh. Let's try not to concentrate on the bugs in the studio. But, you know, I love Neil's thank
like,
you guys.
And you know what? Actually, Neil, there's no bugs in the studio.
Yeah, yeah, actually, come on. That's like, yeah, yeah, dude. It's not
and
there.
And Neil,
oh, I forgot. Definitely just caught it and then let it go again.
I don't squeeze hard enough.
Neil, I forgot to bring this up to you.
Adam's pooping. So I've got two uncontrollable big boys in here.
I've never squeezed the life out of something, okay?
I've never squeezed the life out of something. I hope not.
You've killed something.
Oh, definitely. No, I was kidding. I just
you guys kill bugs a lot.
You guys
up.
Just look like the two different kind of stranglers.
How do you go? You go. I'm front.
You're front.
You
oh,
like
you're
back.
Front. I'm more of I treat it like MMA.
Yeah, you're a back guy. I'm a back guy.
And yeah. I put in the hooks.
You're a compact strangler, and then you got the crazy straws. You're just a loop
get
around.
Around there.
The front's a crazy way to strangle someone.
I see the only way I get
that's
hard.
Crazy
it's the only way I get hard. I got the arms for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you do.
You can't, you're just grabbing on to the top meat, and I'm just fucking rearing back and really.
It's like your arms are so big that like it's just kind of moving in slow motion at them that they can right. react.
Right.
Not me, dude. I got to come in tight, like yeah. silent.
You got to link well, that in, dude.
You're built like the thing, and he's built like Monsieur Fantastic.
Wonderful. I don't know that dish, but it sounds delicious.
Oh.
Oh, it's really, it's expensive.
Is it expensive?
Oh, it's
okay.
an expensive dish. Oh, yeah. You should try the thing, though. Really expensive. Did you see that? Wait, I don't know if you guys saw this. I don't even know if you guys give a fuck about, like,
okay.
Fantastic Four or, like, the rumored casting of it.
Right.
The rumored casting, I didn't give a fuck about anybody else. I saw one, they were like, Mila Kunis as the thing. And I was like, is that the route we're going to go? We're going to go Mila Kunis as the thing?
That would be sick.
She's just like... Yeah, dude, I'm about to just fucking... It's clobbering time.
Dude, if they make the thing about, like, body acceptance, and it's like, you're just as beautiful as the day I met you, and it's like, I'm covered in rocks.
Dude, you could easily have an eating disorder as maybe the entire cast of Fantastic Four. You could have the Invisible Woman constantly, dude, body image issues. She's seen. She's being
right.
seen versus not being seen.
True.
You have Mr. Fantastic
they're gonna Ghostbusters
constantly...
It.
Right? You can go, oh, I actually keep this form because it's not my go-to form. It's just the form I feel comfortable in. I'm actually a lot fatter than this, right?
Nice.
But I move it up to my chest.
Mrs.
Right.
Bulimic?
Yeah, like, dude, Mrs. Bulimic, right? And the Human Torch, I mean, that guy's just always got a six-pack. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Wait, did I miss something? Because I thought you said that we were making them all women.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought in my head, I thought we were Ghostbusters.
You could do a
this.
Body. I'm just saying you could do like body dysmorphia is the theme for the entire Fantastic
Four. Oh, okay,
Four,
yeah,
if you no, really wanted to.
That total no, that works, and like you could probably pitch that to some. Like,
I said body dysmorphia. Group. Your brain went woman.
Yeah,
which was interesting.
Well, that's no, funny. I was just thinking about how bad all those movies are getting, and then like you said something about making the thing a chick, and I was like Ghostbusters, and then I was starting. Yeah.
Oh, what? You can't wait for a gritty reboot of Fantastic Four? What are you, a fucking idiot? It's gonna be so good,
dude.
The gritty retake, all the gritty movies we're
I
gonna
don't,
get from it.
No, I don't want it to be gritty. I want it to be fun and colorful.
No,
it's... Mrs. Fantastic, the Thing,
right.
Invisible Man,
right.
The Human Torchette.
But, all right, yeah, they could reverse all their genders, but it is also funny to just
the
make them all stereotypical
females.
Women.
I say you go with...
The, the Human Torch is just that chick who sets your apartment on fire when you break up.
I say you go with something just works for everybody. Miss and Mr. They. Mr. and Mr. Them. That's what I would go with, because I'm inclusive. You guys are kind of picking lanes about
you're
that.
Right.
I'm thinking of the future
so,
and the movie that is going to be that people are going to see in the future. I'm thinking you go just across the board.
So if I'm getting this right, the Fantastic Four's new leader would be they, them, fantastic?
Yes, exactly. I think that's a smarter way to go. It's more futuristic. I think it's going to...
They're all just called
dude,
the human. The Human
yeah, yeah.
Torch did have the human thing.
So listen,
the human invisible... wait, the invisible human, I mean.
Adam...
The Human Invisible Woman. Not like those other women that weren't really here when I said they were. My new girlfriend is really invisible.
It's fun. Very fun. We're having fun.
No, my girlfriend's real. She just goes to another school because she threw a desk at a teacher.
Dude, we had a kid in high school. His name is Chris. He was on the football team for like a year or two because he sucked. But like he was one of these kids who was lie about everything, like all that shit. And he said he had a girlfriend, and we were like pressing him one day in like the locker room, like it's summer year, and we were like, "What's your girlfriend's name?" And he goes, "Ray, Chell." We're like Rachel. And he's like Rachel, Yeah. Like, dude.
Raymond.
Yeah. You think you'd have a name ready, right?
Right. It was, and like, he broke it, the worst name to break down to two names.
Find a fake girlfriend. I know what street she lives on. All right.
So, yeah.
No, lying about a girlfriend should be a crime of passion. That should be like you bumping your ex. You're like, I'm doing great too. Like,
if you're over the age of 12, you can't be fucking lying about having a girlfriend, dude.
But we call that a Manti Te'o.
Yeah, dude. But if you're in like second grade and some fucking kid's like, I get pussy, and you're like, bro, I don't even know what pussy
dude,
be yet, bro.
Dude, my nephew had such. You could tell how bad our family was by the fact that my nephew would come home and he thought in his head it was normal if when he came home he would be like, ugh, my girlfriend's just killing me right now. Like, and he's the only place he's getting that behavior from is he's just seeing people in relationships coming home and be like, don't even get me started.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, little man, it's gonna no, you can find a positive relationship when you're old enough. Stop, you know, just like, dude, don't even get me started right now.
He's
dude.
Like, can't live with him, can't live without him.
Yeah, dude.
She wants all my lunch money. You might just be getting bullied by a woman, dude.
I love the little kids that are like, I have six girlfriends. You're like, God damn, dude, what?
Hustling.
What the fuck? And meanwhile, he's just like, yeah, dude, all these girls want to eat animal crackers with me. It's nuts. Like,
yeah.
Whenever a kid says something like that to me, I'm like, yeah, but do any of them care about you? Like, do they really know you? Yeah.
How many of them want to marry you?
Yeah, but how many skip steps? He's like, yeah, dude, did you kiss any of them on the lips? And they're like, ew, no, never.
Yeah, well, how many mommies do you have?
She's my girlfriend, weirdo.
Actually, the funnier bit of that is he's like, I have like six girlfriends. Do you just get hyperactively mad? Like, fuck, you think I don't get laid?
Well, honestly, no, he set the bar high because he thinks you have at least, he's like, all right, he's got somewhere between 3 and 5. I got to go 6 right out the rim.
Right, yeah. And you're like, dude, my life's falling apart. Like, you don't even know, kid. Like, you don't know how wrong you are.
I was going to say, I like how you like disappeared to the bathroom, came back without missing a beat, just telling a story from high school as if you were reading your yearbook on the shitter. Like, you were like, all right, who's someone to fucking bully?
You know what they call that? Professional. Yeah. Right, professional, Rusty.
Doing work. Doing research.
Yeah,
research on the shitter. That's what I do. That's how I Google things. They run away for 20 minutes.
On his end, we have a court transcriber, so they're actually actively transcribing everything we're saying.
That's true.
We did in post. In the shitter sometimes to catch up. So we are constantly actually, right? Is it connected to the iPad in the shitter?
Absolutely.
So you're just
reading have a very professional.
He heard everything we said. That's how professional we are at this podcast.
Yeah. I understand. And I know he actually jumped off the shitter when we were talking about body dysmorphia and about women reboots and movies. Adam was like, I got to jump in on this.
Yeah,
this
are they talking positive? Because I got to step in.
I wish you had a semblance of how much 9/11
we talked.
We talked a lot of 9/11.
So much.
Oh, man, but like, I was the only one who was there during 9/11.
A ton of 9/11. You were there?
Well, I ran Aziz.
Staten Island, yeah.
Yeah, but okay, did you see it?
Yeah.
Really?
I talk
what
about
was
it
the airline?
I'm sorry. I thought you meant to see like the smoke. I saw the smoke and shit. And my friend's parents died. And we have neighbors who came home covered in ash and stuff. So that's pretty good.
I'm trying to make fun of you. You're not allowed to throw in that my friend's parents died. You wait 10 minutes and then you bring that part up.
No, I wanted to get it out right in the open.
He also,
fuck.
He also did it like a child. He's like, no, we actually saw the smoke and my friend's parents died. And then I didn't know it. I was in school at that time. It's like, okay, Adam,
I did.
Breath.
He said I did and I did.
It was
Adam,
like third period, Jeff. You call me a liar? It was Italian.
Eat your ice cream. Eat your ice cream, Adam. Eat your ice cream. Rusty, what's going on with your ice cream? Why is there blood in your ice cream?
Why is there blood in your ice cream?
I have bad teeth. Like, it's like, all right, Rusty.
Were fine. It was my tonsils.
Yeah, it was your tonsils.
My tonsils.
Rainbow Jimmy's was your nickname.
I earned it.
Oh, dude, you're racist? Damn, Rainbow Jimmy's. Wow, look at that. Damn.
I like PA it. Thing. I don't like it. Jimmy's? It's sprinkles.
It's
fuck.
Racist. Yeah, it's
sprinkles.
Racist.
Stink,
you guys are racist.
Nah, Jimmy's is
sprinkles
real.
Stink.
Adam, I like how...
Is Jimmy's racist?
Yeah. You're going to pretend
really?
That Staten Island was
yeah.
being
really?
Near
that?
9/11.
Dickhead, it was, you know... In the vicinity.
Staten Island is like the Australia of New York. It's just the little island where they sent all the drunks and criminals.
Yeah, you're not wrong. We actually sent the debris from 9/11 to Staten Island.
Didn't they?
I was going to lean into the bit more, be fake angry at you. I was like, nah, he's right. this isn't even fun to do.
That was crazy because we quickly bounced back and forth between 9/11 and sprinkles on ice cream.
Wait,
like,
how is that
Jimmy's
racist?
9/11.
Because I had to tell somebody that Moon Cricket was racist the other day. That's an old timey one too.
Some people don't.
There's a lot of hidden. There's a lot of
yeah.
hidden race.
Why else would you be saying that unless you're using an old timey race? I can't imagine me ever being like,
no,
it's one of those.
You dropped one the other day.
Huh?
You dropped one the other day, remember? Sorry.
Adam, shut up. They're about to. Yeah, what's up?
No, you were saying, I feel like you were over like somewhat recently, and we said something where like, oh my God, dude, like I was slaving away doing this thing. Like, you probably can't say fucking slaving away anymore, though, huh?
True.
Like, people are like, I've been slaving away over
definitely
this dinner.
Definitely can. Like, I think you can't. I don't know. Why can't you say Oriental anymore? What's that? What happened to that one?
You can say Oriental restaurant.
It just depends on what you're slaving away on. Like, right. If you're slaving away on laundry, that's a little iffy. It depends on the
slaving away on this Oriental guy. What are you talking about?
I don't see how that connects, but interesting.
I'm slaving away on Oriental.
You actually, it's funny because you did the insulting thing with Oriental, which is funny that you did. It's good. Because he was like, I don't know why Oriental. It's like, well, it's only if you call it to a person, that's where it's bad. And
but why? But isn't that from the
Orient?
Because
the Orient.
I don't know.
Is
this a genuine question?
Adam thinks sweatshops are where he buys gamer girl water.
I forgot about that. He's like, I got to go get some more grave sweatshops.
I have a guy for that, Rusty. Come on. Fucking just be honest. Be real.
You have a gamer guy water then.
He's on speed dial.
Well, I'm looking for an ending to land this episode, to be honest.
Not that building over there. Not that building over there. Neil, turn it away. Turn it away. You're gonna.
I was about to ask why Jimmy's a racist, but that feels. Like weird way to end a podcast as well.
My understanding is that Jimmy's just being, by the nature of them being all chocolate and the color of them, that at one point it was like, I'm sure we can Google this, that they were, you know, Jim Crow. You have this.
This seems
Jimmy's.
Like a giant stretch.
Wait. So I just Googled Jimmy's racist term, and the first article, the headline is it racist to call them Jimmy's? And I was
whoa.
But I clicked it, and it says, is it racist to call the chocolate ice cream topping Jimmy's? And I was like, all right, well, this them shit's killing us here, guys.
That was a misleading headline.
Pretty rough. But, anyways.
But aren't they also rainbow colored?
Sprinkles, that's the whole point. When you go up, you go, you either get rainbow sprinkles or you say, I would like chocolate sprinkles.
Right.
People were using Jimmy's and it's like an old, it's a term, it's like the mess up with like Jip or something like that, which for a long time I get, which I know now, but Adam and I were agreeing on that with like Set on the Thing was like, we didn't know, like, you know, that it was just like a term that you got cheated out of something. It wasn't, we didn't realize it meant that.
Right.
Which you hadn't met any.
Then it used to say Romani, like, you know, like all the whole thing.
I went JIP, like,
yeah.
JIP. So I'm like, I don't even associate.
Yeah, JIP.
I didn't even learn, I didn't learn until like 3 years ago that you're not even supposed to.
Yeah.
Gypsy King, Tyson Fury.
Yeah, that whole thing. So, whatever. What are you going to do?
My favorite, long time no see. Didn't know it was racist.
Really?
Yeah. Long time.
Oh, that's interesting.
No C. Why is that racist?
Making fun of Asian people.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I said it pretty racist in my head. I'm not going to lie.
Once you know.
I had to come clean. I did say I had pretty racist in my head.
Let's all go around the room and say our favorite race.
Yeah.
Mine? Triathlon.
Oh, nice.
I think it's really cool that they get wet and they still do stuff.
I'm an Iron Man guy. I'm an Iron Man guy.
I like Mexicans.
White, obviously. Anyway, next question.
Sounds like you landed this plane, baby.
I like Latinas.
Latinas. The race of Latinas.
The race of Latinas.
Felt like Jeff was like, Your Honor, open and shut case, Latinas. That's what I...
What about Latinos? Didn't hear you.
Bang the gavel.
Didn't hear what you said.
Bang the gavel, Latinas.
Hey, so guys, wrap it up. I already answered.
Latinas,
right?
Yeah. Thanks for jumping in the cult with us today. You know, Big Boy Mountain being in the cult is super nice. I felt like we went on a mountain retreat today too. Like the cult got to visit you guys and see what you guys were doing with everybody, and it really looks like you're having a fun time over there.
We brought the mountain to you guys, and it was heavy.
How does it feel to be a Boy Scout for the day?
Good.
It was mostly for Adam. No, you're
just gonna say yes and hope that it works out.
I feel like I didn't learn anything. You know, I didn't really.
You learned skip class. You learned that maybe not too many protein things because you keep fucking water falling out your butthole. Bud.
I was, and maybe I smoked a few joints out there. You know what I'm saying? And
I don't know what that's to do with
you. I'm the cool Boy Scout. Is my point.
Cool Boy Scout, whatever, dude.
You got your smoking badge.
Yeah,
dude, just land this. Smoking can we land this? We're trying.
I'm refusing to land.
It's fine. I
got
to anyway.
Oh my God, there's another tower. Neil, turn. There's another tower.
Cult of Us. We'll see you next time. Jeff Rusty, thanks.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Do it,
human.
Do it.
or slimy reptilian.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.